This is Radio Influence, podcasting redefined.
This is the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trulieve on Radio Influence. It's an inside look and the scientific facts in and around the world of medical cannabis. Now, here is your host, Ian Beckles.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Cannabis Podcast. This is Ian Beckles, and we are powered by Trulieve. And Trulieve is the first and foremost dispensary and name in cannabis in the Bay Area, and it's growing. And there's 15 or 16 Bay Area Trulieves out there, so look and see. I guarantee one's substantially close to you. I live in South Tampa, and I actually head to the one on 4th Street, which is not very far. Trulieve, listen, it'd be nice to open one in South Tampa. That'd be nice, so I don't have to drive as far. But there's Trulieves all over the place, so you want to take advantage of that. To find out the Trulieve closest to you, go to Trulieve.com. That's Trulieve.com. Now, looking at all these stories going on with cannabis, sometimes I have a guest with me. Victoria from Trulieve sits in. I've had Joe Redner. Next week, we're hoping to do the show from location at a Trulieve, the one on 4th Street. Maybe bring in a guest and talk to you a little bit about the products that they're offering. So some of the stories going on in our state as far as cannabis goes, and Florida is probably one of the more active states, you know, in the nation for cannabis, because we're up and coming. We're kind of in the middle of things, but definitely coming up, and our numbers are elevating. Flagler County, they had 100-pound bushels of marijuana washing ashore. Now, I'm not sure where you would go with the law with this, but you know, if I'm walking on the beach, which probably wouldn't happen, I don't really walk on the beach, but if I'm walking and I run into 100-pound bushel of marijuana, you probably should have me on videotape, because that's going to be, whatever's going to happen after that's going to be interesting, because I'm not leaving it there, that's for sure. I'm not sure where I go. I'm not sure where I go from there, but I'm not leaving it. I'm not sure what the law is, but I'm able to play dumb. I'll put that bushel right in the back of my seat, and when the cops catch me, I'm saying, I was heading your way. I was coming to bring you this 100 pounds of marijuana. That's what I was doing. That wasn't what I was doing. But they have a couple of pictures of this young lady with her arm in the bag up to her elbow, trying to pull out as much marijuana as she can, and they're looking for her. So they're actually going to, you can't blame somebody for stealing marijuana. You got it out on the beach. So if I'm hungry and I'm walking on the beach and there's just a tray of steaks and nobody's around, I'm not allowed to eat a steak? You can't arrest somebody for taking something that's from the earth. So what happens if there's a bag of oak branches? I'm not allowed to take those? Marijuana is legal here, kinda. And you know, that's what the problem is. Marijuana is legal, kind of. It's more legal than other places and other states. It's more legal here than some other states, and less legal as well. You look in New York, the NYPD cops and prosecutors are still arresting people and threatening people with jail time for cannabis possession, and they have rules, you know, protecting those people. And what they're doing is they're finding loopholes. The fact that it's still illegal federally, is this making it this dirty? They got to clean it up, and they got to clean it up fast. And for the fact that there's different rules in every single state, you could take two steps and the rules of cannabis will change immensely. You could take two steps. You could stand on one side of the border and then be smoking legally and be on the other side and you're not allowed to even smoke at all. It doesn't make any sense at this point. But there's people finding loopholes, because people that are against marijuana, people still have that stigma with marijuana. They're going to do what they do to keep it down. Now, you see big industry giants like Coca-Cola put $4 billion into the cannabis industry. That's it. If Coca-Cola puts $4 billion into something, I would take heed to that. And basically what they're doing is CBD drinks is the kind of the wave of the future. There's no doubt. And they're going to be like functional wellness drinks. And if you have a sports drink and it has some CBD in it, it's going to be better for you than a sports drink that doesn't. Now, the CBD that you're going to get in a drink is going to be substantially less than the CBD that you would get at Trulieve. Now, it still has some benefits, but it's going to be substantially less. Now, here in the Bay Area, I know I have a young lady that puts out some CBD dog treats. My buddy from BTC Creations gave them to his dog who has hip dysplasia, and the dog was running around. So there's a lot to be said for people that have animals. CBD in animals is really becoming a big thing. Leanne's Cheesecakes is a company around here, and they make a fabulous cheesecake that they put in like a little jar with a cap on it. They're actually coming up with a CBD-infused cheesecake. Now, that's brilliant, right? CBD and cheesecake, it don't get much better than that. Now, when they say CBD and you're somebody selling something at Vitamin Discount Center or GNC or Publix and says CBD on it, you have to understand it's a very small dose of CBD. Very small. Almost to the point where I'm not quite sure it's going to be beneficial. Definitely not the same thing as when you get stuff at Trulieve. And listen, people are predicting that, you know, just the drinks and the wellness and the CBD might turn into a $40 billion industry real quick. Because those words, those letters CBD definitely appeal to a lot of marijuana enthusiasts. I don't call them potheads anymore. I call them enthusiasts. It sounds better. It's a little classier. But like beer is a $15 billion industry. And they're thinking cannabis could be $40 billion. So that should tell you that, you know, where it's going. Now, there's some big companies out there. Tilray is valued at $14 billion, okay? That's a cannabis company. It's valued at $14 billion. And this thing has just started. When you talk about cannabis companies, when you're worth $14 billion, soon as cannabis becomes legal in any state, you got a bunch of money just to throw at something, and you're going to wear people out. And you're going to wear people out till you're going to get them out of there. The CEO, Brendan Kennedy, told Bloomberg that he actually foresees this, you know, his company to be a $100 billion company. And, you know, you're looking out there and there's actually trillion-dollar companies that are out there now, which is really a number we don't really ever see other than our deficit. And it's amazing that cannabis is coming up that quickly. And when you think that beer in the United States makes $115 billion, and how long has beer been around? And he's thinking that his company can make $100 billion in the future. So that's definitely come a long way. You know, they polled a bunch of kids in middle school and high school, and they said one out of every 11 middle and high school kids has actually smoked marijuana with the electric cigarettes. That seems to be the new thing, the vape. Like, the vape has become kind of cool. Like, it's, you know, nobody smokes cigarettes anymore, do they? Like, cigarettes were cool back in, like, way back when, I guess. And now you see somebody smoke a cigarette, you want to say, ugh. Like, it's just, I don't get it anymore. But those vape pens are like the new cool thing. And, you know, I talked to you about, you know, infused drinks. Molson Coors, which is a huge company, Canadian, and that's a North American company. They're talking about putting some pot-infused drinks in Canada as well. And that's going to be legal real soon. Now, I've said this on air before. I'm not sure straight pot-infused alcohol is a good idea. Like, when you talk about CBD, you're not talking about the stuff that makes you high. That's fine. You can put as much CBD as you want. But when you're talking THC, THC and alcohol together is an equation for some really bad nights. You know, really, really bad nights. It's happened many times, and it'll occur even more if they start spitting out some of this alcohol with high THC. It'll turn out very, very poorly. I got a great deal for people out there that just love live entertainment, whether you love NFL games like I do, NCAA games. We have USF right here in our backyard. We have live entertainment, whether you like concerts. You have to go to Vivid Seats. They offer the great prices and an easy purchasing experience. With the podcast, code INFLUENCE. That's INFLUENCE in the podcast code, and listeners will receive 10% off your first purchase with Vivid Seats. Go to either the app, Vivid Seats app, or App Store or Google Play, and you got to download the app first, enter the promo code, and once again, you get 10% off. You got to take advantage of this. We all love, you know, local stuff. We all like live stuff. It doesn't make sense to be paying full price for it. So do me a favor and go check out my people at Vivid Seats. It won't hurt you to get the app. Just get the app, look and see what they offer, and they absolutely back it with 100% guarantee. So check them out at the Vivid Seats app. Now, everybody saw or heard of the Joe Rogan on his podcast. I'd love to get on your podcast sometimes, Joe, if you're listening. He had Elon Musk out there who, you know, brilliant guy in his own way, probably so brilliant that, you know, he's probably very awkward. And he looks a little awkward. And when he actually took a puff of marijuana, didn't inhale it. I mean, he just took it and just blew it out. So there's no way he got high off of that. But some of the things that Elon said, you could tell he kind of is in an old school mentality. He said, I know a lot of people like to smoke weed, and that's fine. But I don't find that's very good for productivity. And that's fine. He said, it's more like a cup of coffee in reverse. I like to get things done. I like to be useful. Doing something useful for other people, that's what I like doing. Now, the thing is with Elon Musk is, you know, he looks like he's in his early 40s, late 30s, something like that. He probably had an experience where he's smoking some dirt weed in the basement with some fellas and everybody's sitting there with bloodshot eyes. It doesn't work like that anymore. I mean, there's literally strands that are specific to what you want to do. And if you go to Trulieve, you can literally say to people at Trulieve, this is what I want. I'm going to go work out, or I need this to sleep, or I have back pain, or whatever it may be. I have anxiety. There's a lot of different things. You know, I was looking up some of the different strands, and look at how these different strains differ. You know, Blue Dream, it says basically sweet berry aroma, which is a nice thing, and once again, it affects a whole bunch of different things, okay? That's the thing. Every single cannabis-based product affects different things. Sour Diesel, uplifting and energizing. Now, not all strains can say that. Dutch Treat, anti-cancer, anti-oxidant, antibacterial. That's pretty cool. Like, the other ones didn't say that. So there's a reason to go to that. Now, let me see if I can pronounce this word. Caryophyllene, pepper aroma, anti-inflammatory benefits, something different. Look at this. Reduces voluntary alcohol intake in mice and may do the same with human beings. I mean, didn't know that was even possible. So somebody that has issues with alcohol, it gets you some caryophyllene and it could ease it up a little bit. So, you know, cannabis has come worlds and worlds and miles away from where it was. And it's funny when you see people like Elon Musk who still don't really have a grasp on what's happening in the cannabis world. Because if you're not in that world and it's not important to you, you're not going to really hear what's going on around our country. And there's so many people now. You're looking at all the states. California is probably first and foremost when it comes to knowledge with cannabis. And what's happening is people from around the world and people from around our country, you know, they're getting marijuana and cannabis from different states. We all know that. Like your boy's like, hey, I got some edibles from Colorado or I got this from California. The thing what happens is because everybody's trying to save some money and the technology is so far advanced, you know, over there in California that instead of going to Portland and getting their top-notch cannabis, people are going to California and getting their mids, stuff that kind of are halfway price-wise. And you know, there's different categories, and it's all based on THC. I think the highs are 16 to 25% THC, which is pretty high. The mids are 10 to 16% THC, and anything lower than 10% is going to be lows. But it's all about price point, and California is a little bit more advanced. So when you get your mids from California, and there's weedologists out there that do all these comparisons, so the mids in California supposedly are equal to, you know, the highs in any other state. And if anybody needs a guinea pig to test all these out, I would love to do it. I swear to God, I can do that. There has to be somebody out there whose job is to just try the strains. And I want that guy's job. I don't know who that guy is, but there has to be a guy. There has to be a guy. And maybe we could figure out a way to get him on the show, and maybe he can bring us some product. Now, everybody knows how much I enjoy food and cooking and everything to do with food. The most exciting thing I probably read and saw all week long is that they have a cannabis plant-raised pork that they're making now, where all the pig does is eat cannabis and nothing else. And I guess the meat has a taste of cannabis, and I guess it's absolutely delicious. So if anybody figures out where they can get them some cannabis pork, please let me know. Because that's probably the most exciting thing that I've heard in a long, 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 long time. So for those of you that want to go out there and, you know, get this thing going, you got to definitely get in contact with my people at Trueleaf. I'm forming some things over here at Flavor of Tampa Bay, which is on the corner of West Shore and Gandy. We're going to have a food truck out there. We're actually going to have some CBD-based products in the food truck. We talked about the cheesecake, and we're going to have, like I said, some dog treats out of there and some other things as well. So CBD's come a long way. Marijuana's come a long way, and THC has as well. I think people are finally realizing, you know, what that's all about. If anybody ever has any questions for me concerning cannabis, you can easily get in contact with me via email, ianbeckles@radioinfluence.com. I have another couple podcasts. I have a football podcast that comes out Mondays usually. This week's going to come out on Tuesday because our beloved Bucks play Monday night. We have this cannabis podcast where I'm on right now, and we have the Flavor of Tampa Bay as well, which will be coming out on Friday. So you got to take advantage of all of them. I enjoy doing them for sure, and this one might be the most fun. And next week, we're hoping to be doing this whole thing from Trueleaf on 4th Street, and maybe you'll get a couple of the doctors and you know, some fun people from the dispensary. I'm sure Victoria will be there as well. So I appreciate you guys wanting knowledge with cannabis, because that's all I got. I know you guys think we're going to sit around and smoke weed, and one of these days we're going to do that. One of these days I'm going to get a couple culprits, and we're going to sit outside and get our smoke on and see how adventurous we can be. We can get that done for sure one of these days. I appreciate you guys listening in. Everybody have a wonderful week. Go smoke something delicious, please. Peace out.
For more information on medical cannabis, make sure to visit Trueleaf on Twitter at Trueleaf or Trueleaf.com. That's TRUELIEVE.com. Also, make sure to follow Ian Beckles on Twitter at Ian Beckles. This has been the Cannabis Podcast, powered by Trueleaf on Radio Influence.
This is a Landry Football with Chris Landry. Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
With all due respect to the positivity going on around LSU, the story of that game was Auburn. For the second year in a row, they gave up double-digit leads. And this one at home, that's the story. And therein lies the problem of why Gus Malzahn after last year's LSU game were on the major hot seat. They were on their way out the door by their own admissions. But they gathered steam, got better as the season went along. And as you know, Gus, with the rally and with the flirtation by Arkansas, got a new deal. The reality is Auburn continues to play these games in a way that undermines some of their qualities that they have. I don't think they coached the last two matchups against LSU very well. I went back and looked at the tape again, and to be honest with you, if you just look at the tape, you see Auburn was probably a better team. They had their way with LSU more than LSU had with Auburn in a lot of cases. But here's the thing. For all the talk about Jarrett Stidham, he had decent numbers, but he didn't make plays when he absolutely had to make them. And I don't think they called a great game for him.
Chris Landry brings you Landry Football every week on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and of course, RadioInfluence.com.